So you look as comfortable as I have ever seen you out on the field. What do you attribute that to?
Repetition. Always going in each and every day, just getting better. You know, Coach harps on that all the time, but I kind of took that and ran with it. You know, if I just always want to be better than yesterday, and that's it's starting to show.
They spent a bunch of money bringing in guys, yeah. Red Bryant, Ziggy Hood, yeah. Chris Clemens.
Yeah.
What did you think when they started adding those players? Was that a challenge to you?
No, man. This is our D-line room is unique. You know, we're a brotherhood. And if they respect that guy, they know. I trust in the coaching staff, and I'm ready, man. You know, we're too deep at every position, some three deep. So when they brought those guys in, first off, I looked at Chris Clemens on film last year. Just I always learn from other pass rushers. I looked at him because we ran the same exact defense. So it'll be bad of me not to pick his brain here and there, and, you know, and I can learn stuff from him.
Two guys there played in the Super Bowl. Has there been any conversation about that, about what it takes to get to a championship level?
Oh, we talked about that. But the other thing is they both, I think it was, I want to say Michael Bennett sent them like a replica Super Bowl trophy. And we were like, man, we got to get there. And so and they said exactly what it took when they first got here and what they did. And then we kind of understood that and kept going.
You broke through last year. The second half of the season, you looked as good as you had. I assume that's not as good as you plan to look this year.
No, not at all.
What was that moment where the breakthrough happened? Do you attribute it to any one thing? And then what do you intend to do about it?
I just stayed the course. You know, you start searching for things, they're not going to come. This coaching staff, they know me. They know how to put me in positions where best makes my play go up. And the coaching staff knows their personnel. They know how to get the best out of each and every player on this team. And the biggest thing with me is my rookie year, I was searching, you know, and your confidence starts to slip. And then you're like, you're really out there searching. But I tell all younger players, don't ever become complacent and don't ever let anybody take your confidence. Because once your confidence is gone, your play has gone down the drain. But no matter what, sacks or not, I never let anybody take my confidence last year. And I just kept going. And the coaching staff trusted in me, and all my teammates trusted in me, so that's all I needed.
Have you tweeted that? You've become a huge personality on Twitter. Where's that come from? Do you enjoy it?
I love it, man. I love interacting with the fans. You know, fans tweet me on Twitter saying, hey, man, I need some windmill wisdom, so I'll shoot them back some stuff. If they say their day's going bad, I can hit them back with some windmill wisdom. I get it from all over. Some of it's my stuff. I see some things. Some stuff Coach Bradley says, and my teammates will be like, "Hey, that's some windmill wisdom right there." So I'll tweet that. But I get it from all over, man. And like you might tell me something later on, and I might be like, "Oh yeah, that was a good one." And
I got something for you when we get done.
Okay, and I'll tweet it.
Yeah, tell me about how your mixed martial arts training translates to the football field. Have you seen something, your hands, your footwork, where you can attribute it to what you're training in LA?
Definitely. You know, it's perfect. Hand speed, that's a defensive end. How to get your lower body stronger, your fast twitch muscles, and everything. It just goes hand in hand with defensive end. And when I first started, I was like, oh yeah, this is my position. Like, and every day we work on something new, but at the end of the day, it's all about your body, and it's about bending and how to getting around people and cornering other people. So just that one position that makes you better than the other person, and that's what pass rushing is. And so it just works hand in hand.
Marcellus Lewis is clearly a friend of yours, guy that you really like, that you care about. And he's helped you with the MMA, obviously.
Yeah.
What does it mean to you to go against a guy like that in practice every day? How does he make you better? How do you make him better?
That's my brother, man. You know, when I was going through tough times when I first got here, he took me under, you know, and it wasn't like he took me under as a vet. He took me under as like a family member. And through tough times, I'm there for him, and he's there for me through tough times. Going against him in practice, me and Red talk about this all the time. He's like, honestly, it might be one other tight end out there that blocks and can catch, but Mercedes is the only tight end I would say that I've went against that can actually block. And people joke like he's a skinny left tackle because he really can block. So when I go against him, at practice, and then I go against a tight end on Sundays. It's that much easier. He'll ask me during the play, what could he have done better? And I do the same. And we just go off each other.
Final thought. What does it feel like when you hit the quarterback and he's on the ground and you've got the sack?
Man, it's an adrenaline rush. No matter what level I was on, I love to hit, but when it's the quarterback, because we can't hit him at practice, so you always want to unleash on the quarterback. You don't want to hurt anybody, but you want to bring pain on them, definitely. And then once you hit a fan, start cheering, that's when you got to get the windmill.
The windmill come from anything in particular?
It was originally the money dance. The fans kept saying windmill, so I was like, I went with money dance for 3 weeks. Every time I got interviewed, it was the windmill. So I was like, all right, the fans want windmill, they're getting the windmill.
You spent any time in L.A. working on that?
I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good at dancing. I always dance, man. I've been dancing my whole life. So I went into the season. I was like, I'm going to switch it up, and it's going to be the windmill. Now it kind of, the fans love it. I love it. And
how many times will we see it in 2014?
More than we did last year. Definitely. More than we did last year.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Yep. Let me give you a quick. I have a habit of